Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. During this hour, from 3 to 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, I'll be interviewing a wonderful, fantastic naturopathic doctor, Dame Dr. Todd Humphrey, followed by the equally wonderful Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. Michiko will be talking about her upcoming intention experiment to send love around the world. And if you could support her in that would be fantastic. Michiko also does Hado vibrational healing sessions, and she'll be doing these on March 16th, Saturday, March 16th, in which she'll be giving in Olympia. And if you'd like one of her fantastic Hado healing sessions, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me at 509-750-9793. And with that, I'd like to introduce my good friend, Dr. Todd Humphrey, a fantastic naturopathic medical doctor from Marysville, Washington. Dr. Todd, how are you doing there today, my friend?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good.
Excited to be on the show.
Good, I'm so happy you're here. Well, let me read a little bit about your background. You graduated from Bastyr University, which is a Seattle-based alternative health university, where he met and practiced with his mentor, Dr. Richard Bartlett, the creator of Matrix Energetics. And what's interesting about your work, for nearly 20 years, you've been practicing naturopathic medicine, but you do this by channeling scalar energies. You also do all kinds of things, alchemy energy discs, Keshi magnetic gravitational wands, and you've also developed your own system of healing based upon your knowledge and training. And I want you to go into these. So a lot of doctors probably are schooled in either surgery or drugs from big pharma, but you go beyond that. How can you help people, Dr. Todd, with various things?
Well, I find that no matter what somebody comes to me with, I'm able to help them. What I do, like you say, I channel scalar energy. I specialize in energetic medicine. It turns out it's scalar energy I'm channeling.
Uh-huh.
Because of the stars and the sun,
uh-huh.
It is
uh-huh.
the life force. And when I put that in the body and I allow the body to use it how it needs to for the best results, it's amazing what happens, because the body has its own innate intelligence. You tap into that and allow that to also be involved in it,
wow.
And you never know what's going to happen.
Wow.
I mean, I worked on one gal, for instance. I worked on her once. I worked on her sister a couple times, and I worked on her once at a fair. And I saw her next month. She came out and told me she went home, had the biggest bowel movement of her life, and it never felt that good.
Well.
And constipation was not anywhere in anything that we treated per se, but we allowed the body to do what it needed to do with the best results.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we got results with.
Well, that's incredible. That's incredible. Wonderful. Wonderful. What about depression? You say you do chakra cleaning and alignment. How does that work? And what are the chakras?
The chakras are all energy points in the body, and there's mainly seven of them that everybody's familiar with.
Uh-huh.
And then I also do the umbilicus or the belly button, because it dawned on me one day it's the pathway for nutrients. When we're in the womb, it's still a pathway. So I put energy in there, and it's amazing the results that we get. And people can sense it. They can feel it. It goes to areas where the body needs it the most.
Do you remember, I think it was about 2 years ago, you gave me a treatment, and I remember you working with my belly button, actually. But I do remember that. I don't know if you do, but that was I remember that, because it was very different from other doctors.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I do that with some of Todd Ralston's alchemy energy discs.
Oh, yeah.
And touch magnetic gravitational healing wand that I use.
Wonderful. Yeah, yep. Todd's an interesting fellow, all right. Yeah, he has these energy discs, and he says he gets them from benevolent extraterrestrials that help people, and they really do work, too. He's an amazing fellow.
Yeah.
What about, you've written here in your biography about past life attachment clearing. Tell us a little bit about that, Dr. Todd, if you can.
Well, for instance, I see a lot of stuff from the Civil War because I was there.
Wow.
And I remember one guy I was working on, and she had hip pain.
Uh-huh.
And she'd lost a leg in the Civil War, and so we're sitting there, we're back there, and we're digging a grave next to the battlefield as the battle's raging on. And we're digging up we're putting all the body parts in there and stuff, and making a grave and stuff. Or remember at one point I looked up, and the sky's full of angels. Never thought I'd see that kind of pain on an angel's face. Then I can hear the volley of cannon fire take off again. and the angels all start grimacing in pain as the cannonballs start raining down on the men in the battlefield.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, what a story. What a story. I know I had a life in the Civil War, too. I was from Indiana, and I went to the Confederate side, and I actually died in that war. But that's what my spirit guides tell me. But that's fascinating. So are you able to heal that pain, Dr. Todd? So you go back psychically back to the Civil War battle, and then you heal that experience, so then it doesn't appear now as pain in the physical sense.
Okay. And a lot of times it's just working through the awareness of it, and I can't change things per se. But I remember one time, like one gentleman I was working on, he had some gut issues.
Right.
And turns out he was shot by a friend of his who was loading a black powder revolver. It went off. I couldn't change the fact, but I could change the projection a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So instead of just being a gut wound where he died painfully over 3 or 4 days,
interesting,
he hit the descending aorta, so he died very quickly. His friend was still traumatized from it. He still died, but it wasn't as traumatic, so it didn't have near the negative impact on the two individuals.
Interesting, interesting. Talk a little bit, if you don't mind, Dr. Todd, about like how we carry into this life physical scars from a previous life. And I can give you a quick example of that. In a previous life before this one, I was living in Germany, and I was shot, executed by the Nazis, I think in late 1944, with a bullet right through the middle of my chest. And that bullet wound showed up when I was born. It's since been taken out. But how is that exhibited to people that you've met through your practice?
A lot of times what I see is not so much the actual physical wound as the pain reappearing. But what it is, it's a scar that appears because you got some issues that haven't been resolved from that lifetime.
Oh,
and what I find a lot of times, it's not that they what physically happened to them, it's the emotional aspect. So what happened to their family and loved ones when they didn't come back home, or they came back home a very changed person.
Sure, sure, absolutely. Have you seen some of those wounds from the Vietnam War or World War II in your clients?
I've seen some World War II stuff. Vietnam stuff, not as much, but I do see it in some individuals, yes.
Okay, what kinds of things have you seen? How can you help them, too? Just curious.
Well, a lot of times we'll have, like, a knee pain or a pain in a limb, something like that, and they lost that. That's a wound from that previous lifetime in that battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And like one woman I know, I was working on her, she had leg pain, and turns out in the Civil War she lost a leg, and she didn't die, but she came back home, and she was so bitter about it. At one point, she actually took her cane, and she was a man at that time, and beat his wife so bad that he ended up giving her a stroke, and she died. And you know what the woman did? She looked at me and says, "Oh, that makes perfect sense to her."
Oh, wow. Interesting.
And she was in an abusive lesbian relationship. She's now married to a man.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Interesting. Tell us a little bit about how people switch sexes in their past lives.
You know, I don't see that a lot. I see it from time to time. And so I don't consider myself an expert on that subject. But what it is we come to this planet to experience life. Life is just about experiences. So, of course, we experience both sides. So we know what it's like to be male. We know what it's like to be female.
Sure. Right. 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 I know we're quickly going through a lot of subjects, and I appreciate you so much for going over this today, Dr. Todd. What about addictions? People that either have a drug habit or alcohol or whatever. And how do you work with them? Is it often a past life thing that's bothering them as well?
Yes, it varies there. Sometimes it's part of the issues are past lives. What they're usually doing is they're running from emotional trauma. And so what I can do is, one, of course, go and support the liver, the detoxification pathways, and maybe whatever, you know, whether it's alcohol or sugar addictions. A lot of people have sugar addictions nowadays, too.
Yeah,
I mean, because average American consumes 167 pounds of sugar a year. And somebody's consuming the majority of my share because I don't consume much sugar. and then so what I'll do is I'll go through and I can go through the chakras, balance those out, put energy in any one area that I get a feeling it needs it more than any place else, and see what emotional stuff comes up as well.
Interesting. Now you offer people a lot of interesting different alternatives. But are these taught in traditional medical schools? And how did you were able to learn all this? Is it just like practice on your own from different healers? Or
They're not taught in traditional medical schools. No, they're not.
Right.
How I learned it was I became friends with Dr. Bartlett, founder of Matrix Energetics, when I was a student at Bastyr. Mm-hmm. I was practicing with him when he first created that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of where I learned that at. Mm-hmm. And also, it's just intuitive. Dr. Bartlett used to introduce me as he sees dead people because we saw the movie Sixth Sense together opening night. Mm-hmm. And the movie where the kid says, I see dead people. I jumped up and said, that was me. Because when I was a kid, before I was born, my parents moved to Marysville, Washington, bought a 10-acre farm. And it turns out that the house had burned down about 5 years earlier. An 18-year-old girl and infant died in the fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Big red barn said Journey's End. The horseshoe was hung upside down. We had owls lived in the barn. I learned very early on, not to mention church, what I saw out of the corner of my eyes at that place.
Could you repeat again? It was too quick. Could you repeat that again a little slower?
So just before I was born, my parents bought a 10-acre farm in Marysville.
Okay.
And it had a big red barn that said Journey's End. The horseshoe was hung upside down.
Uh-huh.
We had owls that lived in the barn. And the house had actually burned down about 5 years earlier. Wow. An 18-year-old girl and infant died in the fire. The community rebuilt the house on the same foundation.
Oh, wow.
And the family stayed there because they felt obligated, but they couldn't stand to stay there any longer. And I understand why.
Oh.
I've actually met two people that knew her and spoke very highly of her.
Interesting. Interesting. What about pain? Can that also be a past life thing that you can heal by going into the past life?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Very commonly, I see that. Whether it's like a knee pain, a hip pain.
Uh-huh.
I actually worked on one gal. I was working remotely on her. And I do a thing where I take, like, I use a spearhead, basically, and I'm scraping off the palms of the hands. Some people say I give them the softest hands they've ever had. I've had macho bikers tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say their hands are lighter, more energetic.
Mm-hmm.
Best description ever, though, is I'm scraping off the energetic goo. As I'm scraping off the energetic goo, the energy starts flowing better.
Wow.
I remember one gal I was doing this, and she had shoulder pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized suddenly it's phantom limb pain from a previous life when she lost that arm.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought that subject up, and her awareness of it then, the pain's gone.
Wow. That's beautiful. Well, you know, you'll be at my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington on April 12th, 13th, and 14th. And
yes,
I'm so happy you're going to be there, Dr. Todd. That's fantastic.
I'm looking forward to that. It'll be a lot of fun, yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about for people that what the liver? If people have problems with liver, what kind of spiritual reasons are there for liver problems?
Let's see, spiritual, like Louise Hayes talked about different things, but I'm not an expert on what she does.
Okay.
I know low back a lot of times is lack of support, liver issues.
Right.
What I'll do there is I'll run a TBM point, total body modification. It comes out of old time chiropractic, and I'm touching body points. A lot of times I'm on acupuncture points or meridians.
Uh-huh.
I muscle test. The muscle goes weak. We know that system needs work.
Right.
And we go tap on the vertebral spine on the three phases of respiration.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting in TBM, we often say you don't have what you got. A lot of times knee pain, all you got to do is treat gallbladder point, knee pain's gone. I had a woman that had severe hot flashes. Menopause never showed up because we threw in time travel. Threw in time travel. Time travel back to her hot flashes were real bad, which happened to be midnight almost every night. Showed up, treated it 90% better. So,
why were the flashes at midnight? Was there an event in her past life or that triggered it somehow for that time frame?
I don't know why. All I know is we just time traveled back to that time and treated it, and it was better. 90% improvement.
Well, the next person I'm having on at the bottom of this hour is Michiko Hayashi, and she does know quite a bit about past life causes as well. Her techniques, of course, is a little different. She uses the hototherapy machines to treat people, but it's still the same kind of analysis where she goes back into people's past lives, and she's very good at helping people too. And I know you've met her, so it'll be an interesting synergy at my conference because she'll be there as well as with you too. Well, tell us about the selenite wand and how that works as well.
Okay, the selenite wand. Selenite is a very soft stone.
Right.
It'll actually, you can scratch it. Mm-hmm. It'll deteriorate in water. Mm-hmm. And I used to use them a lot, and I'd tap on it with the some of Todd Rolson's disc, and you could actually see the light traveling down the wand and dissipating the pain and stuff. And then I had a couple healers tell me I need to put down the selenite wand. I was kind of hesitant about that.
Right.
And I came up with this Keshe magnetic gravitational healing wand. It's made out of copper, and it does better in the selenite. So that's what I mainly use nowadays, although I always keep selenite with me because it's a great cleanser. So it's great to have in my bag of tricks, so it cleanses all the different tools energetically.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, before I forget, people are going to probably write me after the show saying something like, well, Dr. Todd sounds like a wonderful guy, but you never mentioned his website or how to reach him. How do we reach you? Do we do it telepathically, Todd, or how how do we reach you there, people out there?
You can call or text me at 206-669-0366.
Okay.
Or you can email me at drtoddnd@gmail.com.
Okay, and for my listeners, that's drtoddnd@gmail.com. You don't need to spell out, doctor.
Right.
Tell us in 25 words or less the basis of Keshe. You can have more than 25 words. But what is Keshe exactly?
Keshe, if you combined Einstein and Tesla together, you'd probably have him. He just comes up with these amazing energetic techniques. And, he's kind of, he almost looks like an Einstein. And he just invents this amazing stuff. I've only gotten into him just a little bit. I know some people that are into the stuff even more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really fascinated. I actually want to learn more about the stuff that he does.
Here's one more question that just came in. It's about cancer. And I know cancer cells vibrate at a very low frequency of like 2 hertz per second. And I know that like for Michiko Hayashi, Michiko uses like these Hado machines to change the vibration of people to help them. How have you been able to help people with cancer, and how have you been able to do it?
Well, first of all, we don't treat cancer because we legally can't.
Okay.
But, you know, we treat the whole person. So some individuals that I work with may have cancer.
Sure.
And what you do there, again, is basically you're going to go back to just increasing their frequency.
Right.
You know, you can work on detoxification, any of that stuff. Scale our energy, break the bad stuff, you know, pathogens and stuff. It breaks them down to their individual chemicals.
Right.
And then the body can discharge those as it needs or reuse them.
Mm-hmm.
Shungite does the same thing. In fact, I know, and I've been using Shungite here lately. A friend of mine does some Shungite honey.
Hold on for a minute. Let me ask you what Shungite is for my listeners who don't know what Shungite is.
Okay. Shungite is a, what is it, small rocks. It's a meteor that came out of Russia.
Okay.
And I understand they actually do find it deep in the earth, but it's so deep they can't actually mine it. So there's one area in Russia they get it out of.
Right.
And there's two different types. And one is a stronger healer than the other one. And so what my friend does is he grinds it up, puts it in with paint, and paints his beehives with it, and he doesn't have any bee losses anymore.
You're kidding me. That's fantastic. You told me about that gentleman. I'm going to have him on my show. He sounds like a wonderful fellow.
Yeah, Barry Conduit is his name.
Wow.
ShungiteHoney.com is his website.
ShungiteHoney.
Yeah, very fascinating.
Isn't that fascinating?
I like to use a little, I say a little dab will do you, so I put a little dab on the tongue before, in the morning, like before I start treating people and stuff, and it raises the frequency in my brain.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I actually like, I'll have patients take a little bit too, right, on them.
Does it do better than a cup of coffee?
Much, much better.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
In fact, we have, I know someone, she got some Shungite honey, and she gave it to a friend of hers because her friend had terminal cancer.
Right.
And then they found a tumor on her pancreas also. She had a different type of cancer, so the tumor was secondary. But anyway, so she had a lot of nausea and stuff. She started consuming that, and she had more energy and not near as sick. And then they did another MRI, and they were shocked to find the tumor was gone.
Oh, how nice. That's wonderful. Yep. That's wonderful. Well, I happen to be wearing a Shungite bracelet on my left hand. You can see it there on YouTube. It's kind of fun. So I wear that all the time. So I'm familiar with Shungite.
Yep.
It's good stuff. Good
stuff. Yeah, it is. It's great stuff. I absolutely love it. In fact, I will put 4 stones around the base of a treatment table before I start working on people.
Mm-hmm.
I got some magnets that Derek gave me. So I put these in your refrigerator. It'll work more efficiently. You have to readjust your thermostat in there. Uh-huh. I haven't done that because I use them on people.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wow, that's fantastic. Well, that's fantastic.
I can get rid of headaches. I just put my fingers in the temple, start moving them back and forth, mm-hmm. and have the person focus where the headache is and the size and space. And have them get smaller and smaller. First time I did this, I remember I asked the gal, how's your headache? Her eyes rolled up in her head, and she had this shocked look on her face. I thought, oh, my God, this has been a lot more trying, kind of realized.
Oh, wow.
Then she told me for the first time in her life she couldn't find the headache.
Oh, my goodness. There's something, pardon me, Dr. Hart, but there's something important. We've got a couple minutes left, but something important you told me a couple days ago on the phone. You said that a lot of honeybees have been dying around the world, and it's from the increased frequency of like 5G cell towers and all the electromagnetic radiation. You heard that from your friend. Would you mind sharing that with my listeners? I think that's an interesting topic.
Yes, and so what Derek has discovered is that the Wi-Fi is what really affecting the bees. I know a lot of people saying, you know, Monsanto and their glyphosates are the cause of it, and they are definitely part of the picture.
Sure.
But they're only part of it, and the Wi-Fi seems to be another part of it, and it affects the humans, too.
Interesting. Wow. 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 Well, thank you for sharing that. One of the things Simon Park said recently on my show, he said that we won't be using cell phones in the future because people will be able to communicate telepathically as we move into the higher dimensions in a couple of years. So that'll be very interesting.
In fact, our cats are really good at that. That's why that's a great example of how to practice as telepathic communication with your cats.
Really? Interesting. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Interesting.
Like, you know, somebody says, oh, I look outside the door and see if my cat's out there. They weren't there. You look again, all of a sudden they are.
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, great. Great. Sounds like you had good, perfect timing in a way. So
yes. Uh-huh.
That's good. Yep. That's good. That's good. Well, we got a couple minutes left, Dr. Todd, and I'd love for you to wrap up your wonderful interview today, and please give out your contact information, too.
Okay, my telephone number you can call or text me is 206-669-0366, or you can email me at Dr. Todd Ndd, that's drtoddnd@gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful.
Or you can also find me on Facebook under Todd Humphrey, and I usually post where I'm going to be at. This weekend, I'm going to be at the Northwest Psychic Fairs. I'll be at the one down in Pacific. It's down by Auburn. It's right off 167.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the hotel there. And then Sunday I'll be at Edmonds, Washington at the Blue Moon.
Okay. So you go there once in a blue moon, I assume.
Yeah. Well, once every month, actually, more often than a blue moon.
Okay.
A blue moon is the second full moon in the same month, which only happens a couple times, maybe once or twice a year.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. All right. Well, all right. All right. Okay, great. I just
post those on my website too, so, or on my Facebook page with the addresses and everything.
Right, right. Yeah, okay. Well, I just got a message. I'm supposed to have Michiko Hayashi from she may not be able to come on, so I may keep you on for a little bit longer. Let me see if we can bring her on. Anyway, we'll just see here. Hold on here.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. I hope she can come on. She's with the Emotive Peace Project, and we'll see. She's supposed to be on now, but
yeah, she does amazing work with the water.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And you know, scalar energy affects the water, too.
Oh, really? How does it affect the water?
Well, we are 70% water. Some people, like Emmer, it used to be, they said we were 90% water is what they used to say.
Uh-huh.
So we have a lot of water in us. And so just like it's scalar energy affects the frequency, just like the difference between classical music and really hard, obnoxious rock and roll music. Not good rock and roll, but yeah, bad music.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Well, Dr. Todd, if you could stay on here, we're going to try to reach Michiko in Tokyo now. I hope she can come on. But if not, then we'll continue to talk to you. But I do hope she can come on. She's a wonderful person and has so much to say. And we'll try to bring her on. Maybe she's having some transmission problems.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a long distance phone call, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get through to her. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, Michiko. Hi. Good to talk to you.
Hello. Good to talk to you too. Hi. How are you, Ted?
Oh, fine. Fine. I've got Dr. Todd Humphrey on, and he knows you and thinks you're doing wonderful work.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, Dr. Todd.
Hi there. Good to hear from you again. Look forward to seeing you at the Galactic Wisdom Conference.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear us okay, Mitchie?
I can hear you. I could not hear Dr. Todd. But
oh, okay. He's
all right.
He said he's looking forward to seeing you at the Galactic Wisdom Conference.
Oh, yes, me too, Dr. Todd. I'm looking forward to seeing you in April at the conference.
Great. Well, Dr. Todd, you're welcome to hang around if you like. I'm going to start Mitchie's interview now, but you might have some comments. But I know she does beautiful work, and I'm so glad... So happy you could come on today, Mitchie. Thank you so much for being on my show.
Well, thank you so much for having me here today again.
Well, let me just give you a little bit about your background. Your website is www.emotopeaceproject.net. You've been working with the Moto Peace Project for the past 12 years or so. You speak fluent English and Spanish and is an accomplished author and presenter. You're fluent in Spanish. English, Japanese, of course, and French and Italian. You're no stranger to the Pacific Northwest. You worked in a language school in Tokyo for 8 years and then went to Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon as well. You were also a wonderful assistant to Dr. Emoto, Masaru Emoto, who passed away, unfortunately, back in October of 2014. And you'll be a presenter at my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, April 12th, 13th, and 14th. And you'll also be, you're an expert in Hado vibrational healings, and you'll be giving sessions for Hado treatments on March 16th in Olympia, 2019. And I could go on more about your wonderful qualities, but I think I'll leave it up to you now. And you can tell us about your intention experiment next week.
Well, thank you. Yes, this is a really major experiment that my, co-workers in the office in laboratory in Tokyo, and I are conducting starting the 4th of February, which is Monday, and which is the very first day of a Chinese new calendar year. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do is that we already set the water, distilled water, in the laboratory. And that's where we are asking everyone around the world to send the thoughts, intention of love and gratitude to that very water in our laboratory. And that can be just once during this time between February 4th and the February 10th. We have this whole 1 week for the experiment. The reason why we did it is made whole 1 week is because there are so many people who are really busy, and sometimes they forget about doing it or they can't find the right time to do it. So mm-hmm. we just thought that it would be good to give 1 week so more and more people can participate in this experiment and send their loving thoughts and appreciating the water to the water we have in the office in our laboratory in Tokyo. What they have to do is just imagine sending their own intention of loving thought and saying thank you to water, I love you to water, to the very water in the laboratory of Tokyo, Japan, so that the water in our laboratory will receive that and from that intention for all the people around the world. And what we will do is after the 10th, when we close it, our photographer in our laboratory will take the water crystals. And we have already taken this water crystals from the same water without intention already. And this was advice from Dr. Gerald Pollack.
Jerry Pollack from the University
of Washington. Mm-hmm. He's a really good friend of mine, and he advised me to do the test 2 weeks ahead of time so that we can do the differences between one with and without intentions. And also, besides that, we're setting a same distilled water shield with from any intention from outside in the same in our laboratory also. So we will be taking water crystals from all of them. And what I'm going to do is to give my presentation at the water conference in October in Germany. And of course, I will be just sharing with our people who have participated in that experiment also.
Well, that's fantastic, Michi. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about, I know that this will be fascinating because you'll be at this conference with other scientists as well around the world, and then they'll see firsthand your intention.
You know, it was very interesting because about a month ago, uh-huh. I received a message from Dr. Moto.
Oh, good.
From above, and he said, collectively, we have to be sending, always collectively, we have to be sending love and gratitude to water from all around the world, mm-hmm. so that the earth will be able to change, shift to the better world. Mm. Right now, it's not still good yet. And if we are living in this anger, deceiving, and lying, and fear, and all these, the earth will go worse and worse. But if we shift our consciousness, intention, and send love and gratitude to water constantly, collectively, then the world will be shifting to the better place, to the higher dimension.
Beautiful. You're the only person in the world I know that does this kind of work. So that's really
great. Well, thank
you. That's
really
great.
And then I thought, well, you know, this will be a really wonderful opportunity for everyone to know how powerful our collective consciousness is. And when they can see it through water crystals and really result, that's a science. It's not anymore just a spiritual thing. It's a science also.
Well,
so I do want to give the impact in the world.
Well, for those of you who'd like to meet Michiko, she's giving these Hado sessions on Saturday, March 16th in Olympia. And if you'd like to sign up for a session, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You'll also be giving, this has been confirmed just today, you'll be giving a presentation in Ashland, Oregon, at a place called the Peace House on Saturday, March 30th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We also just received confirmation today from the Mount Shasta Library. You'll be giving a presentation there as well on March 31st, Sunday, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. as well in Mount Shasta. So that's all arranged. It's all arranged now.
Okay, thank you.
All arranged, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then you'll be giving a presentation in London on, I believe it's June 20th? That's right. Thursday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at mm-hmm. Watkins Books in London. And then I think you're giving one in Findhorn, too. I can't remember the date for that one.
I'm not sure if it's confirmed.
Confirmed or not.
But, I'm not sure. I may be able to do that on June the 16th. I don't know yet. It's not confirmed.
Okay. Michi, for those listening today who don't know much about Hado, what is Hado, and what did Dr. Moto find about changing people's Hado or vibration to help them? Could you explain that a little bit, please?
Sure. All living beings mm-hmm. are vibrating.
Sure.
Constantly, mm-hmm. and even each part of our organs, internal organs, have its own frequencies and vibrating. And also, even though we cannot see, the things, substances, and things around us, everything on this earth is vibration, vibrating. And that's why they get old, deteriorate, or they get old, and also because it's vibrating and it's getting aged.
Right.
That's everything is vibration. So, and when people are sick, is when we're not resonating with the frequency, the intrinsic frequency that it's supposed, we are supposed to be. And so what Dr. Emoto did was, used to do was that, using this high vibrational machine called Hado Vibration, that was the old version that he was using many, many years ago, more than 20 years ago. Now we are, we're using the evolved versions of machines. And what he used to do, and what we do now, is also, is using this machine, Hado machine, we detect the root cause of the problem that people have. And a lot of times we know that most of the diseases and it's not only disease, but problems, physical problems or spiritual problems that we have, human relationship, or any financial problem or success, anything, self-esteem or confidence, fear, everything is comes from, they come from our subconscious mind. And some subconscious mind is carried from our karma. Karma is energy.
Interesting.
So,
and you told me before that you can, you go back, or Shiichiro Yoshinuchi, when you do one of these treatments, you go back seven lifetimes. Is that right? To determine.
It's not just. I don't know if it's seven lifetimes, but we do go back to our parents, grandparents, and ancestors, because we do see, if we want to just understand our we are receiving, carrying on the DNAs from our parents. Our parents are carrying the DNAs from their parents, so we do have those DNAs from our ancestors.
I have to ask you about this case. It was involving a lady, let's see, she hadn't seen her daughter in 25 or 30 years, and she was getting older, and she missed her daughter, and she wanted to get in contact. And she, do you remember this what happened with her, where she had some hot water made, and what do you remember what happened after that?
I was not, yes, you mentioned to me, I was not doing it there. I think that was Yoshi who helped her with his machine.
Right.
And I use the same machine too.
Okay. Well, I should tell people what happened. I know her, and I referred her to Yoshi, this Michi's colleague. At any rate, he programmed water for her, and literally 2 days after she drank the water, her daughter called her for the first time in like 25 odd years, and now they've had a good relationship since. So. It's you hear stories like that, and it's amazing. It's just amazing, the work you do, and the joy that you bring to people through your work.
Oh, thank you. Yes,
yeah. And the happiness.
That's why we can keep doing it, because there's nothing better than making other people happy.
Oh, absolutely.
Making other people happy is the happiness of our own. You know. So when we can help, everyone on this earth, I mean, not any single person wants to stay unhappy or be in the struggle. Everyone, 100% of the people want to be happy.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Everybody has the right to be happy. And also at the same time, everybody has small or big problems. And that's why we're here on this earth. But we have the ways to improve it, and we are here to improve, or to learn lessons and improve our life while we are here.
Well,
and that's why we can help each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mitchie, I think we still have Dr. Todd on the line. Yeah, I'd like to bring his comments on your work. Dr. Todd, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. I'd love
to. Oh, hi. Sorry, I kept talking.
Didn't mean to. No, it's your time, Mitchie, but I wanted to get Dr. Todd's comment on your work because you do wonderful work, and it's always nice to hear what Dr. Todd has to say. So feel free to share your comments now if you like.
I think the work that she does is absolutely wonderful because we're so much, we're 70-90% water. Mm-hmm. And so one of the fastest ways we can change our health is by changing the water that we put in our bodies. So if we put healthy water in our bodies that's vibrating at a higher frequency, to vibrate at a higher frequency then. And she's done a lot of research to prove this.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, Dr. Todd. And, you know, I was just listening just a little bit while you were on Ted's show a while ago, and you mentioned about, you call it shungite?
Yeah.
The material. Yeah. Well, I use it myself, too, and I put them in my water. I use my own water at home with that shungite, because that makes fourth phase of water in our, you know, physical body is made, the blood is 99, I think it was 99% made up of fourth phase of water.
Wow.
And when we, a lot of times, because these days we lose the fourth phase of water because of the cell phones and electromagnetic waves that we're receiving. So when the fastest way to recover the fourth phase of water into our body is to drink it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I know that Jerry Pollack makes it at home with shungite also, and I do at home.
And I think, Ted, you have it too.
Thanks to you,
Mitchie. I make it every day at home.
That's good because it's really the best for our health too.
Right.
As Dr. Todd said.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the thing I like about both of you, you're doing such fantastic work, and you can help each other too, because you have slightly different perspectives. Mitchie's, you've got your perspective from the vibration and Haro, and then Dr. Todd comes from a little bit different perspective, but you're all basically saying the same language of
vibration.
Vibration. Right.
Vibration and frequency is the force of life. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's right. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And during the first hour when I had Zora from the Hollow Earth, he was talking about the same thing, the vibration of the planet and how it's rising into the higher dimensions. So we're really all talking about the same thing.
Good because the more people talk about vibration, the better the energy will be because they will be aware of that.
Well,
people did not know until recent times.
Mitchie, before we forget, we have to talk about your beautiful Emotal Peace Project and the children's books and your website for people could help out. Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Thank you so much for asking about Emotal Peace Project's children's book.
Yeah.
Dr. Emoto announced in 2005 in May at the United Nations headquarters in New York that he would make this children's book of the message from water to teach children all around the world the truth about the truth of water and how beautiful, how our intention, our thoughts and words will affect water within us and around us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really the law of attraction and how love and gratitude will create their own lives and also the whole earth and universe, the most beautiful place and in harmony. And he said he would distribute this children's book to 650 million children all around the world.
Ambitious.
For free of charge.
Ambitious.
Yes. And well, he unfortunately, before completed it in 2014, he passed away, and he asked me to continue to do that. So that's my mission now, and I continue to distribute this children's book all around the world. And now I have this book translated into 34 languages, and with the help of everyone, with donations and support and everything, I do give this children's book to all around the world, children all around the world.
And if you don't mind me saying this, Mitchie, your efforts rely on donations, is that right? And if people want
exactly.
to support you, how can they do that?
Maybe they can send you the check or pay you
sure.
donation for to your site because
sure, that's fine.
or they can pay by PayPal at Crystal CRY S Crystal CRYSTAL at HADO.com.
Okay.
That's the account that people can pay for the Emerald Peace Project, and they can just put for EPP Emerald Peace Project.
Wonderful.
And the website of the Emerald Peace Project mm-hmm. is www.emoto spelled EMOTO Peace Project PEACE Project project.net.
Wonderful. And I've got books, children's books too. If people want books, they can contact me as well. I can get them some books.
Right, and we're asking for $5 donation per book, so mm-hmm. we can continue to do this this project.
Wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful. Well, Mitchie, we've got about 10 minutes left. And what else do you see happening in the world? And you're doing such. You're the only. You do beautiful work, and there's no one else in the world that does the kind of work that you do to make the planet a better place. So,
well, everybody's doing their own,
that's true.
The beautiful work.
We're all doing different facets of it, but your work with the children's book is very specialized.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah. What kinds?
What do I see?
What do you see for the world, and what kinds of projects do you have going on this year?
Okay. Well. I see that the people, more and more people are awakening,
mm-hmm.
and that's the collaboration with everyone around the world, spiritual mm-hmm. people, the work like Dr. Todd is doing, you're doing, Ted, and everybody else mm-hmm. who is trying to help each other and make this place in a harmonious place. And so the more people are... More and more people are realizing how important it is for us to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are trying, in the past, people are working individually, but now it's getting to be like co-creation. We're realizing to create together rather than being working individually. So
mm-hmm.
the people who are working together are getting, the circle is getting larger and larger.
Right.
And that way the earth, the vibration of the earth is getting, raising more and more. So that's good. I'm seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
And the work, the project I have is that the major project is this intention, water intention experiment of next week.
Mm-hmm.
Starting on Monday, Japan time.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday.
Sunday, North America.
Sunday night, North America.
Mm-hmm.
In South America.
Mm-hmm.
In Sunday evening in
Europe.
Europe, I think.
Russia.
Mm-hmm. So this is, I think, I'm hoping that we will be able to show how powerful our collective consciousness is after
mm-hmm.
this experiment, and so people can see. And when they see it, they will be really eager to work even more powerfully on this intention and consciousness work. So this is one major work, and then I will be traveling to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And giving my presentations at your place and doing HADO session on the 16th of March at
right.
your place,
right.
Ted, and giving the presentations during the Galactic Wisdom Conference. And we'll be going to Hopi and Navajo reservations in April. I will be giving, excuse me?
You'll be giving a presentation down with the Hopi too, I know, in late April. That's
okay.
wonderful. Yeah,
I'm really happy because the leader of the Hopi Dr. No, Mr. Vernon Masayasva.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Vernon Masayasva is a really, he was very close to Dr. Emoto. They were like brothers. So I'm really happy that I can be part of that project to help Hopi people. And I'm happy that I can deliver the message from water to them.
Now, thanks to your efforts, all the kids now on the Hopi in the Hopi land are now getting a copy of Dr. Emoto's little beautiful little book, Messages
yes.
from Water, aren't they?
This mm-hmm. is so wonderful. I just want mm-hmm. to see every single child having this blue book of the message from water all around the book. Mm-hmm. And when that comes, the world will be really harmonious and peaceful, because mm-hmm. once they learn what the water is teaching us, they will not want to fight, but they want to be living in harmony with others and being very kind, mm-hmm. being thankful to everything they have, to water, and loving each other. Mm-hmm. So, and loving themselves, then we don't have to even try to make the whole world a peaceful place, but because they will be creating it naturally.
Well, I have to tell you, I read this last week, and I just want to read this real brief now. It's called A Bomb of Love by Professor Albert Einstein. And I said this before, but if he had to do it over again, he would have created a bomb of love. He writes, love is light that enlightens those who give it and receive it. Love is gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to others. Love is power because it multiplies the best we have and allows humanity not to be extinguished in their blind selfishness. Love unfolds and reveals. For love, we live and die. God is love, and love is God, and God is love. And he wrote back before he passed away, back in the early 50s, this force explains everything and gives meaning to life. And Dr. Emoto used to say something like, water is God or God is water. Mitchie, did something?
Yeah, he used to say, water is God.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And the reason is because water is in everything. Water gives life. Water is life.
Wonderful.
And also water gives us the message of God. Mm-hmm. So water is the messenger of God. God sent water to the earth. Mm-hmm. So water is life, is God. And you know, love is, everything is love. Love is love is giving energy, and it's a beautiful, the most beautiful energy that exists on this earth. Because we have love, we are love, then we feel gratitude. We feel thankful for everything.
You know, Albert Einstein and the Beatles were right. All you need is love, don't you?
That's true. Yeah. when we realize we are love, then we don't really need anything else, because that's the energy. That's everything. Life. All we need is life. That's
right.
Really. I mean, love.
Right.
That's true.
Right. Right. Well,
that's something that so mm-hmm. many people who are angry and fear and not knowing where they're going, they need love. And that's why I think we all shall be sending love to those people.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left. And Mitchie, and thank you, Dr. Todd, so much for sharing this program, special time with us here on the air. And
thank you. It's been very enjoyable.
Oh, good, my friend. And
well,
Mitchie,
thank you, Dr. Todd, for being here with
yeah,
me.
So glad.
With us.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mitchie, we've got about a minute and a half left, and I want to give you the rest of the time to say whatever you like to wrap up your beautiful interview today.
Oh, thank you so much again for having me again, Ted. Mm-hmm. To all the listeners around the world, I would like everyone to please participate in this water intention experiment that will begin on Monday, Japan time. We have this whole 1 week, and everyone can send their love and thank you to the water in a laboratory in Tokyo. All they have to do is just imagine water in Tokyo and send the feeling of thank you, I love you to the water. And they can do it from anywhere, anytime.
Do they need the address? Denise?
Okay. it's on the Facebook
post
event page.
Okay.
But I will just, I will be happy to give it to you right now.
Okay.
It's 2-6-11.
Okay.
2-6-11.
Okay.
Higashi, 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 Nihonbashi, Nihonbashi, Chuoku, Chuoku, Tokyo, Japan.
Wonderful. We're almost out of time. Thank you, Michi, so much for coming on today. And say goodbye to all my listeners. Thank you so much, my friends, for coming on today, Michi and Dr. Todd, and giving that beautiful energy. We'll be back on the air next week, my friends, and hope you all have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.